Okay, we're back here in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. It's halftime, and the ladies are finally on the court. And we finally get to see Diane Robinson here in our player spotlight. She's not playing tonight. She's our assistant coach and has not been able to travel much with us this year. But I finally got the lasso around your neck and got you on the radio.
Yeah, it's good to be a part of the team on the road and looking to do well today.
Well, obviously, you have a job teaching. So talk a little about that part. What do you do up at MidPen?
I teach 4th and 5th grade. It's a combined class, just normal teaching stuff, and it's just a great school, family atmosphere, close community, everybody takes care of everybody, and watches out for each other, so it's really nice.
So what's this last week been like with no school?
It's kind of been up and down, because you think you're going to have school, and you don't, and I was pretty sure we were going to have it yesterday, didn't, and so lesson plans get messed up, and I know the kids enjoy it, but we'd like to get our days in too, so it's kind of good and bad in both ways.
Yeah, so talk a little about your decision to come here, and of course with your husband being the head coach and you being his sidekick there, you've obviously done this before. Talk a little about that. It's a family decision to come here to Escanaba.
Any spouse or significant other of a coach knows that it's a family decision, and the fact that we don't have small children to worry about moving is helpful, and it was a great opportunity for Rob to get back into women's basketball. I just enjoy watching him coach and being a part of that, and so it made it extra special that I got to be on the bench with him and be a part of that for being his assistant.
Well, and you've done this before up at Northland, right?
I was his assistant with his last year at the men, yeah.
What was that like? He's the head coach, but obviously you're not just a cactus sitting there. You have some input to put in too.
We've been together with basketball for a long time, and it's like I said, if you're a family member of a coach, you know it doesn't stay on the court or in the gym. It comes home, and so it's really nice to have conversations with him, and I've always been there as kind of a assistant anyways, so this is just a more official role, but we have same philosophies on basketball, but I get to, give him a different look at things, or, hey, maybe this, or think about this, and he'll, agree or not, and we just have good conversations, and like I said, our philosophies are pretty similar, so we just mesh well together.
Now, how about for yourself meshing with the girls? Obviously, I know you'd like to be around the girls more, but with the practices, with you being at school, you're able to do some practices in our home games and not travel as much, but talk about how you've been able to bond with these girls.
Oh, it's been fun, and it just reminds me so much, and they remind me so much of when I played, and it makes me yearn again to play. I'd love to be back lacing them up with the girls, but it gives me a chance to help guide them and have them have the best experience like I did when I played, and that's why I always went into coaching. Yeah, I love basketball, but I had such a great experience with it that I want them to have that same great experience.
Have you been able to get those personal relationships built up with some of these kids or young ladies? These are adults. They're not kids. I keep saying, even though I know most of them since they were kids. But have you been able to get those personal relationships established with some of these kids where they call you up with a problem or something like that?
With me not being able to spend as much time as I'd like to with them, maybe not. But, this is the first year of both Rob and me being there. And so we have little side conversations during practice of, when you get to be my age, or, enjoy it now, and little side conversations like that are nice, or, hey, here's a tip, if you want to get a girl off your back, or some of those things. They know that I played and that I can help them with a lot of those things, so, just being able to build that rapport is nice.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the off the court things. I mean, sometimes girls can be vicious to each other. I guess guys can too. But there's those things that go on that don't go on the radio, that don't go on in the basketball court. But at times, maybe some of the young ladies might need someone to help them out with.
I think that as a woman, I could help them with that. But Rob is so good at that stuff. He's been coaching both men and women, but he really knows how to deal with those issues that women might have really well. And he's very honest with them and open with them. And I think that you know, I could be a part of that, but he does deal with that so well, and he can handle it in a way that doesn't cause more drama or ruffle more feathers, and gets it out in the open and clear it up, and we kind of move on our way. And so I just think he does a fabulous job with that, so I don't need to be a part of it.
Well, what do you make of this team now for the rest of the season? And you are going to be able to be around us more because you've kind of banked up some vacation time. So what do you think about the rest of the season and what these girls can achieve?
Oh, it is so exciting. It's just very exciting. These girls have bought into what Rob and I want them to do, and they get it, and they are enthusiastic and hardworking, and they just they're ready to go, and it just makes for exciting time knowing that we can do very, very well in the postseason.
Very well indeed. And I have to ask you this. Describe your playing days for those who don't know, and Rob is standing right around the corner here listening.
Oh, it was so much fun. I played with such a great group of girls. We're still really close friends to this day, and you know, just this team reminds me so much of us, just hardworking and willing to, yep, this is what we need to do to succeed and work hard and be together. And you know, when I listen to them giggle in the back of the bus, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was us so much. And just, it was fun. It was like, you knew you worked hard when you're in the gym, but it was worth it because it was for your team, and obviously Rob was a big part of that, and it just was, I would do it again in a heartbeat, that's for sure.
All right, well, I'll let you give a shout-out to Anne. You think anyone may be listening today?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Brianna and Rebecca, our daughters up in Ashland, they're always listening. Rob's mom's usually listening, but she's here today, so that's great. My parents in Butternut, Bill and Mary, and then Kate Johnson usually listens to our games, too. So hi to everybody out there.
All right, let's go get them today.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Diane Robinson, assistant coach for the Norris at halftime. More coming up from Manitowoc after these words. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.